This is your captain speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, the St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend version thereof. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're going to be talking about some fun dishes to have on your Easter family table. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're journeying back up to Paso Robles, talking about a wonderful family-owned winery that the family is in their fifth generation being involved in the wine and spirits business. This is the Glunz family winery and cellars, and we're speaking with the two partners, part of a generation of 10 siblings, Stephen and Matt. Stephen, Matt, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about the family estate that the winery is operated on. Tell us a little bit about how big it is, how many acres are planted, and what grapes you grow there.
Steve, yeah, I got this. We are on 40 acres is our property. We actually bought the initial 20 acres that the winery is on in November of 2013, and then we expanded about 5 years later. We purchased the 20 acres next door, bringing us to a total of 40 acres on our estate, which produces probably about 20% of the wine that we make total. So one of the wines, right as you drive in on the property, the first portion of the is 3 acres of Cabernet. And that's sort of our pride and joy. We that goes into our reserve Cabernet and another special blend that we make called 1888. And then there's the winery facility, which is we have the tasting room, and then we have a 6,000 square foot cellar where we make all of the wine. And then we have sort of a hill, a north and south facing hill. So on the north portion of the hill, we have Petit Verdot. It's also where our parents reside, but. In front of our parents' house, we have Petit Verdot, and the Petit Verdot also goes into our Reserve Cabernet and our 1888 blend. And then surrounding that, we also have 2 acres of Cabernet Franc. And the Cabernet Franc is all, you know, Cabernet Franc really likes a warm climate, but it doesn't like to get too hot. So that's why we have it on the northern facing portion, so it doesn't really get a lot of that hot afternoon sun. And then on the backside, we have a variety that does like the sun, and that's Zinfandel. And actually, when we were talking about Ridge Vineyards, the Zinfandel was planted to 2 clones, where the cuttings actually came from the Ducey Vineyard here at Paso Robles, and another vineyard, the Litton Springs Vineyard up in Sonoma County that Ridge also produces from. So we have 10 acres total planted, and then again, that accounts for about maybe 25% of our total production.
Really quickly, you dropped a little hint that your parents live on the property. How did they make that migration from Chicago, where the family has been based for 4 generations, out to California? And also, gents, you shared a wonderful story that, you know, you're very hands-on, all of your fruit on the estate, you handpick. There's a cute story about the optical sorter that you use. So please share that with us briefly, if you will.
Matt, you want to grab that one? Story. Yeah, it's kind of a funny story, actually. So initially, when Stephen and I went and pitched to our dad on moving to Paso Robles, but it's kind of, I guess, to go back a little bit, in the early 70s, my dad had tried to talk his dad into buying a vineyard up in Sonoma County. And you know, my grandfather went out and took a look at it and said, oh, no, you know, probably walked away over, you know, $50 on the deal and could have made a significant amount of money in the long run. But, you know, we were always looking out here. And then, funny enough, and then it was our turn to now pitch our dad on the deal. And so Stephen and I went into our dad's office to pitch him on the idea of buying a winery in California. And my dad said, I don't know who the heck you think is moving to Paso Robles, California, but your mother and I are not moving. And so he said, no, you're not on the payroll, Dad. Don't worry about it. Like, well, this is our thing. You know, our dad runs the wholesale company. We're going to do this, and we're going to move our wives and our families out there. And so, yeah, fast forward, you know, two years into the purchasing the winery, and he said, well, boys, your mother and I have sold our house, and we're moving to Paso Robles, California. So, and it couldn't work out better. I mean, they just love it here. They, you know, they have this beautiful home up on the hill and a porch that they can drink wine out and overlook, watch the sunset every night. And it's really, I mean, they have this opportunity to kind of fly anywhere they want in the world, and they just love staying here. They love Paso Robles. As you know, it's easy to fall in love with the area.
Well, beautiful, beautiful area and great story. And, you know, Matt, I think the winters in Paso are a lot more amenable than Chicago in the winter. Oh, boy.
Yes, yes. But as you said, today it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. So Chicago is raring and ready to go today. Our river is green and the whole town is partying. I was up until 11 o'clock last night making shepherd's pie for 70 people today. And I've got about 20 pounds of corned beef getting ready. So, yeah, it's a big one. We're German ancestry, but also my mom's family is Irish.
I'm gathering that. Well, Matt, you know, send some my way. Now, before we specifically talk about the wines, just really briefly, tell us about the optical sorter. Because, you know, that's a fun piece of equipment that you have. And I think the price is right?
Yes. Well, we have to pay in Chardonnay, which gets a little expensive. But when it is time to harvest and we're picking, especially on a big day in our family, is the Cabernet Day when we're picking our Cabernet. So Stephen and his wife and their two kids and myself and my wife and our four boys and several other family members come down, and we start picking our Cabernet at 2:30 in the morning when it's still somewhere between 50 and 55 degrees in Paso Robles. And we want to make sure we pick that fruit when it's nice and cold. And then we bring all of the fruit in. Ideally, everything is picked by about 9 o'clock in the morning. And then at 9 o'clock, we start processing the fruit. And that's when we call down our two 80-year-old optical sorters, being our mom and dad. And they help us sort through all of the fruit and pull out any leaves and any fruit that we think looks questionable. We make sure none of that gets into the winery. And so, yeah, it's a remarkable time in the harvest season when we have three generations of our family all working together on the crush pad and making these wines. And truly, that is the story of our wines and the story of our family. It's a lot of hard work, but we love each other and we work very hard and we make delicious wine at the same time. And
I love it. Now,
also a funny thing. Yeah, funny thing about our optical sorters too, Matt, was our mother who's one pair of the 160-year-old optical sorter. We were machine harvesting one of our vineyards. This is back in 2014, and I think my mom saw a third lizard on our sorting table, and she literally looked up and said, "Boys, I quit." Yeah. So since then, we are only handpicked out in the vineyard. There is no machine harvested, and like Matt said, we are looking for the best possible ingredients, the best possible fruit we can get, handpicked there. It is probably sorted three times by the time it hits the crusher to stone.
Love it. Now, before we run out of time, my favorite wine of the tasting, which you've referred to before, is the 2021 Reserve Cab from Paso. To get a Paso cab of that quality for $45 is pretty impressive. But before we run out of time, you do a specialty wine that I call a dessert wine that is just like liquid honey. I mean, it is just wonderful. Just very briefly, before we need to say goodbye, tell us about the Mission Angelica, because you don't see it anywhere else. And as you explained, the Mission grapes were actually the first grapes grown in California. They were brought in by the Franciscans. They don't make a great table wine, but boy, that Mission Angelica, wow. Okay, guys, go. Either Steve or Matt, whoever wants to jump in.
Go for it, Matt. All right, yeah, so it's, like you said, the Mission is the first grape variety ever planted in California, and so it was brought here. But kind of our history with the varietal was when it was the how our family was able to get through Prohibition was selling wine to churches. And back then, they used to use the Mission grape to make Mission Angelica for altar wine. And that's how our family survived Prohibition. But my dad found that as you age this wine for a very, very long time, it picks up these amazing characters of like what you said. It's like honey and butterscotch and maple syrup. So this wine, the traces of this wine go back to 1958 is the oldest that's in this. So we now have a 72-barrel Solera of this wine, of which we bottle about 150 cases a year of this wine. And it's just, it wins. It wins every competition it's ever been in. It's double gold, best of show, best of class. It's just there's so much family history that goes into it, along with California history. So it's really, really remarkable wine. It's fortified very early, so it's very sweet. And yeah, it just makes a real treasured bottle of wine. And we appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, Matt and Steve, I really appreciate you cracking that bottle open for our small group of wine writers. Definitely a cap on the particular tasting. And, you know, definitely we appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, 5 generations in the spirits business. It is the Glenn's Family Winery and Cellars. When you are in Paso, this is definitely worth a stop. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the wines are very reasonably priced. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's a preview of the wonderful annual Masters of Taste fundraiser at the Rose Bowl. What an incredible event. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back in a quick minute.